Okay. I now call the board back in session. First case, please.
Sir. First case for public hearing is case number 11265. It's the application of Thomas A. Casadevelle, trustee. If I pronounce anybody's name wrong this evening, just glare at me or something.
Okay.
This site is located south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being north of River Birch Drive and 50 feet from the end of the cul-de-sac and being lot 19, section 7 of the Kenwick development and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 19.16, parcel number 5, and requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. This application is actually requesting a 1.1-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an existing second-floor deck. Gentlemen, I have not received any letters or correspondence on this application other than what's provided in your packet. Other than the information that was just provided by Tomasetti.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti, and standing right here is Gene Cherney, who is the trustee. The property has been, and can you come join me here?
Oh, sure.
The property has been in the family for over 36 years, and the handouts I gave to you, what they actually comprise of are three things. One is the original plot for this portion of Kenwick, which shows lot 19 on the cul-de-sac. I also have provided an agreement between the then owner of the adjacent property, Mr. C. Kenneth Carter, Elizabeth Carter, which created a boundary line agreement. And attached to the boundary line agreement is a copy of the survey that was done in 1981. And one thing missing from the survey, if you look at the survey, one thing missing is the dimension from the second floor deck. That's pretty apparent on that. The other document, which I also have supplied to you, is a recent survey that was done by Simpler Surveying. And it actually shows the dimension on the left side of the property coming from the second floor deck of 8.9 feet. One of the problems I noticed in preparing for the hearing is that if you look at the Simpler surveying and you look at the cul-de-sac, you're going to see that the cul-de-sac doesn't actually follow where it actually shows on the plat. If you look at River Birch Drive, you're going to see the cul-de-sac isn't really fitting into that area. Also, the other issue, I noticed also that the one of the monuments was not reflected on the property line. It was actually on the neighbor's property by 0.71 feet. That being said, I think that some of the issues that we have in seeking the variance is that given the record plat and the actual layout of the cul-de-sac have skewed, I guess, the actual layout of this property and also other properties in Kenwick. And it is our position this was the place when the second floor deck in the setback area was unintentional. It wasn't done when this home was built back in December of 1976 and when the certificate of occupancy was issued in 1977. And due to the fact of some of the issues with the property line, the actual agreement which I supplied to was entered into between the two owners, being Gene's father and mother and Mr. and Mrs. Carter. As to trying to address the issue. Also, the difficulty was not created by the applicant. It was this deck has been there for over 36 years in the current location. We believe that variance will enable reasonable use of the property, like it's been used for the past 36 years. Also, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, since the location of the second floor deck has been there for over 36 years, so it's not going to change anything. And the variance sought is the minimum variance to afford relief. And we wouldn't be before the board if we were just at one-tenth less. We could have filed it for the one-foot variance under the recent code. So we're seeking the variance to allow just the deck to be in its current location and to remain there as it has for the last 36 years. And I didn't know if Jean had anything she wanted to add or if I correctly stated the facts. Have I correctly stated the facts?
Yes, you have correctly stated the facts.
She hasn't been sworn in.
Oh, she hasn't been sworn in. I'm sorry. That's where sworn in. I'm sorry.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jean Cherney. Should I give you my home address?
whenever you consider your residence.
Okay. 17 Hillhaven Court, Newtown, Pennsylvania, 18940.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'll ask you again, did I correctly state the facts pertaining to the variance?
Yes, Mr. Tomasetti has correctly stated the facts.
Do you have anything else to add for the board, or?
No.
Does the board have any questions of Gene or myself?
All right, we'll find out. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickard?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
And I have no questions.
Right.
No, hearing that. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in favor? I'm sorry, I didn't see it. Do you want to come forward? And you got to come and be sworn in, sir. Sir, you have to be sworn in if you would like to testify, please.
I just have a question.
Okay, but you still have to be sworn in, sir.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Larry Thine. I live at 321 Hampton Road, Wilmington, Delaware, 19803.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Now, sir.
Thank you. I just have a question, and my only concern, my wife's only concern, is that once the variance is granted, it is strictly for this deck. In other words, if the house is sold and someone else comes in, they can't build to that line.
No, the variance is just applicable to the owner right now, or go with the property. In other words, someone bought that. But they would have to appear before us again for any other
another variance to build again within that space. It's strictly just for the deck.
Yeah, the application is strictly for the deck in its current location. If they were to expand it, if they were to try to do anything else in that area, they would need to come back and get another variance for it. It's specific to what is there already. It's not a new thing.
Right. No, it's not. And we have no problem with it. We've never had a problem with it since it's been there. Like I said, our only concern was for future and that it won't be inclined with that. We have no objection whatsoever to the deck as it is. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, again, is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. to make changes would not be further developing in strict conformity and current situation makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It hasn't altered the central character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony that it has, and they're requesting a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11265.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Mills, I didn't catch all that. Were you saying the property was unique and that it had not been created by the applicant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11265. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11265 is approved.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.